What's up, game heads, and welcome to episode 21 of Glitch Therapy. As always, I'm your host, Ramondo Burnside, and with me, my crew.
What's up, homies? This is the homie Jose. I was stuttered there.
How's it going, everybody? This is Joel Gao.
Welcome, guys. Thanks for tuning in for episode 21. More games. It just keeps on rolling forward. I mean, nowhere in the lull part of the year, you know, the summer, where not as much stuff is coming out. But, I mean, there's stuff just kind of creeping out, though, here and there that people are probably aren't as aware of, or I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I like when summertime hits because it gives me a chance to catch up on my backlog a little bit.
Summer
oh, yeah.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
Snap my fingers there.
You know, it's all good, man. A little Will Smith.
Oh, that was Will Smith?
I think so. Yeah. How you guys been, though?
Chilling, man. You know?
Like a villain.
Enjoying the weather because, you know, the weather is so fucking weird.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you live in Iowa, so I mean, it's gonna be that way. You should be used to it by now. What shit? How long have you been here now?
No one's used to it. How long have you been living here?
I'm used to it, but I still complain about it.
You look outside, you're like, "What's going on?" And I was like, "Yeah, what do you mean, what's going on?" Yeah. It's Iowa.
I'm not a big summer guy. Yeah. I mean, when I was a kid, I think everybody was like a big summer person when they're a kid or when they want to, you know.
I'm more of a winter guy.
I like fall.
Winter.
I'm like, you know, hoodies.
I like fall.
Crisp, you know, crisp air.
And winter.
Hoodies.
Crispy brown air.
Crisp brown air. Yep. I wanna go. You know, like bonfires and people going to, you know, tailgating. And it's like cold enough that you can wear a jacket, but warm enough you can wear shorts and stuff still and t-shirts. So I don't know. That's my time. I like spring too because of the rain though.
To answer your question, I think it's been 3 years, I think.
Three, okay.
Yeah.
From Cali.
Going nice. Back, though.
He's going back to Cali.
California love.
You moving back?
No, I'm going on vacation.
Oh, okay.
There you go. That's coming up, end of the month, isn't
it?
Yeah,
end of the month I'll be going.
I saw you on the calendar. They had that whole damn thing locked down.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm going on the 4th.
Yeah.
This week?
Well, screw both of you guys. You leave me here in Iowa.
To California.
Sucks for you.
Bastards. That's fine. We're going to someplace nice and tropical the end of the year.
Not Cali.
No, not Cali.
Nah.
Feels kind of tropical here sometimes.
Oh, fuck, man.
It's the humidity, the breeze. Though.
That's the problem. Yeah, I walked outside.
There's no ocean breeze here.
I walked outside. I put the recycling in the bin. And it's like, you know, 5 feet from the back door. And it was like, came in moist, shiny and shit.
Oh, my God.
It's like, what the hell?
I hate that.
Sound like an old timer.
Yeah, whatever. You know what else I hated? Elite Dangerous. I'm so sorry. I just want to jump right into that shit because I was playing that the last 2 days. I shouldn't say I hate it. Let me backtrack a little bit. That sounds really negative. I played it a little bit, and it's getting pretty decent reviews, and people are really loving it online. It's been out since 2014 on PC and just released on PS4 and Xbox One, a week ago, something like that?
Yeah.
And Space Sim, I mean, think like No Man's Sky, but blown out a little bit more.
Better.
Better, put it that way, period. But it's a hard space sim with a lot of technical...
Oh, yeah, it's really technical. It's very hard to control the ship. It's.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was in VR. That's the reason I didn't get it. So
No,
it's not.
They were talking about some VR options, but I guess it's on the PC, but I don't know.
Either way, I thought... I don't know. I was watching trailers for it. I thought it hasn't come out
yet. I'll let you borrow the one I rented if you want, just so you can get some context and try it out and stuff.
That'd be cool.
But yeah, it's a hard sim, like very technical. It's super deep and big too. Like the galaxy is huge, and they do a great job with like how well it looks.
It's beautiful.
Putting you in the cockpit and everything. But I mean, what did you think of it, Joel? Did you?
I agree with you. It's not really for me. I mean, I love space sims. I like them when they're more arcadey, though. Mm-hmm. I don't like them to be too technical. This is almost like that flight sim game from the 1990s where you were trying to land a Boeing jet, you know?
Like you're trying out for NASA?
It's an
astronaut.
You actually qualify for it?
You have to turn with both sticks, and I mean... Normally, you can look all around with one stick, and then you roll with like the bumpers. But in this game, you use one stick to roll and one stick to look around. And then trying to land on stuff, docking, and it's just complicated. It's kind of a pain. It's it just kind of takes away the fun.
There's a tough learning curve, put it that way.
Yeah.
If you can get past it, though, there's a rich game there, a very deep game. A lot of unscripted things that'll happen. I guess I shouldn't say a lot. The big complaint is that not enough happens where you have control over it. So, like, let's say you're out and you're doing your thing, you're looking for resources and whatnot. It takes a long time to travel places, and you actually can't skip that typically. I mean, you can do, like, what, the hyperdrive or whatever it is, but even mm-hmm. then you still have to sit there and wait, like, anywhere from a few moments to a few minutes to, like, you know, I was sitting there at one point trying to go to a planet, and I was sitting there for, I'd probably say the better half of 5 minutes watching my ship just fly straight ahead with stars just, you know, going past really fast because you're going at, like, light seconds mm-hmm. or light speed or whatever it is. And yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of boring parts like that that you have no control over. And then every now and again, oh, another player. Oh, shit, you know, dogfight for a second. But those moments are so far in between that it gets a little boring sometimes. So I don't know.
I don't know. I'm willing to try it out.
No, definitely try it for sure. I'm always an advocate for trying out stuff, whether somebody tells you it's bad or not. If you are interested in something, fuck what your friends say sometimes. Just
fuck what you think.
So fuck what I think.
It's a beautiful game, though. I mean, when you in one of the training missions, you fly up into this one galaxy and you land, you come out of hyperspace right next to the sun, and that, you know, to their star, and you can see all the solar flares and all kinds of crazy stuff going on.
They do
the
a
sun.
Great job with that.
It looks fantastic, but yeah, it's a little too.
The cost of entry.
Too much of a simulator, not enough fun. At least, you know, the learning curve is high, I guess. Mm-hmm. So,
Watch me be in NASA in a couple of months playing this game.
Well, I definitely want to hear what you think of it, though, because there is, like I said, a rich game there. Like GameSpot gave it a 7 out of 10. IGN gave it 7.4. So, I mean, those are decent. Those are pretty good scores. But, yeah.
Watch it be like Ender's Game.
Yeah. Sure, I'm just gonna say sure. I've learned to just take that what you say like that and just listen, whatever.
Just let it go.
Nope, I'm gonna let you come and concede and you win.
All right.
Yep.
Point
won't
for
happen
me.
All the time, but I'm gonna give it to you. Yeah. Other than that, tried Arizona Sunshine out today. That's not bad. It's not great either. It's just another one of those VR games that they put out there. It's pretty sound for the most part, technically. A few little glitchy, I can't talk today. A few glitchy things here and there, but I mean, it's to be expected. VR is still pretty fledgling. Not a lot of meaningful experiences out there just yet. I don't know. Did you get a chance to pop it in and try it, Joel?
Yeah, I tried it the other day, and I have to agree. I mean, what I like about it is that, I mean, you can use the new PlayStation AIM controller, although that's where it's a little glitchy because they didn't perfect the aiming down the sights. But you can move around and shoot, which I think is nice. It's not just a shooting gallery, which a lot of the early VR games have been.
Mm-hmm.
You can interact with objects, and then shooting zombies in the head and killing them it's a good time. Always fun.
Yeah, about 10 minutes into it, I started getting a lot of headshots. The tracking on the sights is a little off at times, but when it was hitting, I heard myself commenting myself like, oh yeah, I'm getting this, and I'm like, let me see if I can hit him. Headshot, like, nice. And then I hear Gia, my 7-year-old in the background. She goes, nice shot, Dad. I can barely hear it through my headphones.
Well, they're working on another patch. I guess they've already finished the patch that's supposed to fix the aim issue, and it was submitted to Sony. So guess we're just going to have to wait till Sony says, oh, okay, I guess you can put that update out there.
Yeah, there was some update that popped up today when I started it up, so I don't know what that was exactly. But
it was a language thing and some multiplayer stuff.
Okay, so nothing too meaningful.
No.
Sure, helpful, whatever it is, but... Yeah, I was enjoying it. I was using the teleporting way of moving where you aim where you want to go and then you hit the button and it just teleports you right to that spot.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use the knob so when you put the little marker down to teleport you there, there's a little reticule that pops up kind of like, do you want to face this way when you get there? Or do you want to face this way? And so I started getting used to doing that. But just to kind of get an idea for it, I was like, well, let me back up to the options menu and just put it on full smooth motion. Like mm-hmm. a regular first-person shooter would be. So I'm just walking and looking around like I was in Call of Duty or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, like immediately I was like, no.
You have to get used. You have to play it like that for not too long, but you have to get your body has to get, or your brain has to get used to it.
Yeah.
Because that's how it is. And I mean, you can play it like that in Resident Evil 7 too.
Right.
Which was the way I preferred to
play it. I got used to it in that at one point. I think it's just been a while since I've done it that way in a VR game. Because, yeah, I was like, nope.
Yeah,
stop. I'm going to throw
up. You get motion sick. Yeah, I got a little motion sick after playing it for about a half hour.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't played VR games where you're moving around like that in a little while.
Right.
Flying around and stuff is fine, but walking around, it's your brain's like, your body's not moving. So
yeah.
Something's wrong here.
Disorientation, for sure. Yeah.
We need the full Link start from Sword Art.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
Yeah. Put me in the, what is it? The
Anchored.
Okay. See, all my terms are mixed up because I just read that Ready Player One, so I'm thinking of like that all their terminology against Sword Art, which, you know, essentially is the same thing for the most part.
Yeah, but Sword Art's better.
I'm not agreeing with you on this one. You can fuck off.
Fuck you. Jose's a fan of all things anime.
All things anime,
so.
Yeah. It's true.
Understandable.
I'm what they call. I'm kind of a otaku.
Okay.
Not really.
Yeah.
I don't know what I am.
Okay. Well, I'm confused is what you
I'm
are.
I'm confused.
So what, you been playing anything though?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, lots of stuff.
What have you been getting down on?
I don't know. dude, I haven't been jumping into my Xbox or PS4 lately. Just been busy off it. So the one games I've been just jumping on was Gravity Rush 2. Mm-hmm. Still on it. Trying to remember which other ones. Overwatch.
We've played that together.
That was a good time. Yeah, we were stomping some people, and then we get to a point where
we got raped.
We get hurt pretty good on that. But it's like what our buddy Ross was saying though. You know, if you steamroll people enough for like a handful of rounds in a row, then the game realizes, oh, okay, you need to be bumped up to a higher level of player.
Yeah.
And then they kick you up a tier or two, and then you get your ass kicked by these guys, and it knocks you back down again. So it's kind of a...
Which is a kind of good thing, but at the same time bad.
It's weird.
I want to be in like ranked with the same teams, the same amount of teams where it's going to be even match on and on. I don't want to be losing endless, like, five rounds and then winning five rounds. I want to be evenly matched. Like, win one, lose one, win one, lose one.
Like leave me in that middle ground. Yeah. But, yeah, and I think that's probably a hard thing for developers and, you know, when they're trying to give a game legs over time to kind of try to figure out and temper that. Because, you know, you have people that are really good that want to play against people that are, like, noobs because they want to just, you know, keep kicking ass and keep keeping
those
scores high.
The pros are doing that all the time.
Well, not all of them. I don't want to make it sound like all of them do that. But a lot of people would do that because they want to play against people that are lesser so they can just steamroll them and keep their stats good.
Yeah.
And then you got guys like us. We're kind of in the middle. We're not pros, but we're not noobs either. So we just like a nice challenge, and I don't mind losing from time to time. I just don't want to get
steamrolled. You know,
I just want to have a
crushed.
I just want to have a good match, enjoy the match, and as well deserve those points.
Right.
Because, man, I hate you so bad when I'm playing.
Why do you hate me for?
When you get the play of the game.
Oh, I had a lot
even
of
though
those
I deserve
night.
Them.
Before Joel got on, I had a lot of them. I had like, I don't know how many. I had like five of them before Joel
when
got
I was,
on.
When I was playing that pig dude, what's his name?
Oh, Roadhog?
Yeah, when I used them the first time, I was murdering everyone. And then you just come out and did your stupid move. And I was like, I deserve that play, you bastard.
Symmetra and I were simpatico. We were rolling.
I deserved it because I was the one that was doing it too. I was the one that was pushing everything towards. I was the one that was just pushing them back. But no, you come out and just flank them and just take them all out. And I was like,
I told you what I was going to do. I was like, I'm going to go through the castle. I'm going to flank them. You guys got them distracted, and they all huddled up. And I just put her barrage out there with Farrah, and they just all stood there and took it.
I was like, you bastard. I hated you for that.
As soon as that happened, I was like, that's going to be play of the game.
I know. I saw it too, and I was like, that's play
nice.
Of the game. But yeah, also Wildlands still trying to pass that game because I need to finish it.
I'm not going to go back to that as far as trying to finish it. I might pop in there from time to time just for a little bit of fun just to mess around, but I'm not going to have the mindset of I'm going to beat this game. It's not going to happen for me. It's going to
be. It's quick. Yeah.
If you focus just on the story missions, is it pretty fast?
Even the side missions, it's quick. I managed to finish two bosses in less than like half an hour because I was just like rolling through. I was like, all right, I'm just going to do side missions and this. And because the side missions interact with the main missions as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it opens up clues.
The only thing that's the hassle is getting to that destination.
Okay.
So as long as you have a helicopter or something fast, you're all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a pretty quick game. It's just the map is huge.
Okay. And then also I know the way I am, I get distracted pretty easily. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go do this story mission. Then I'm like, ooh, what's that over there? And then I'm going to go over there and go get this gun piece. And then, oh, these guys are fighting me. And then I'm fighting them. And then I'm like, oh, there's a side mission. What's that? And then I sometimes got to like really like hunker down. Like, I'm going to only do the story stuff.
Yeah.
It's like hard.
I do the same thing, but this one's it's different.
But that's half the fun, though, too. You know?
Yeah, it's quick.
Okay. Maybe I'll get back to it. I don't know.
Well, it's funny because how you were saying, Mondo, that you're like, I'll never go back to that. There was a game that I just finished that I thought I'd never go back to.
Mm-hmm.
Middle Earth, Shadow of Mordor.
Right.
Okay. Because it's like, yeah, the second game, Shadow of War, or I think it's called.
Yeah.
That's coming out, I think, in October. So because of that, I was like, damn, I got to finish the first one. So yeah. I have better
game.
Context. Oh, I love it. It's so great.
Mm-hmm.
I finally, you know, you finally open up that nemesis system when you can brand like the captains and then they take over the war chief's position and it's so cool how they all betray each other. Yeah, I loved it. I also went back to Final Fantasy and beat that 15.
Yeah, you've been knocking games out left and right over the last couple of months, just taking out your backlog, man. I'm jealous. Persona's got me pent to the wall. I'm just trying to chip away at that thing, man. But
you're not gonna finish that.
Oh, I'm going to.
Uh-huh.
Mark my words, you douche.
All right, you want to make? Let's make a bet on that.
So what's the bet? Like, do I have to finish it within a certain time period, or just finish it? Period.
Just finish it. Period.
Okay.
It's like that bet you told me. I will break my phone by summer.
Mm-hmm.
Still here.
Yeah. We never officially shook on that, by the way.
No, you bet on it.
Yeah. Whatever, man. What's the bet?
I don't know. I don't remember.
You think about it. You get back to me.
All right.
So, well, if you guys don't have anything else to add, let's go ahead and move on to some news real quick and then into our topic.
So,
news. All right. Let's talk about a little bit of news. I'm sure you guys heard about the SNES Classic being confirmed as of for September 29th, 2017. The only issue with that is I've noticed that a lot of places that are letting you pre-order it are done pre-ordering it already.
Already? Damn.
Like within, I think it was within the same day, within like an hour or half an hour or something like that. Correct me if I'm wrong.
There must be a real limited supply or something.
I knew it was going to be that way, though. But they stated
GameStop
there was going to be
that.
More. Yeah. They said there was going to be more of them than the you know, the classic NES was, but it just seems like a failed way to go about this every time.
Yeah, I hate it when they do that. You go into the store and they're like, oh, you know, it's only been like a month since they mentioned it's going to come out, like 5 or 6 months from that point. And GameStop's like, nope, we're already done with pre-orders. You're like, what?
As well, there's the people that will pre-order like three or more.
Yeah, just so they can sell them.
Yeah, it's like, don't do that. You'll ruin it. And
they should limit people when they go into the stores. I'm sure they do, but I don't know for sure if they do or don't, but I would hope that they do. Where it's like only two per person or one per customer.
And they'll sell them on eBay or something
for
three times the price.
Jack it up. And so the specs on it, I mean, it's going to be $80. It's going to come with two controllers, unlike the NES. It only came with one. You had to buy an extra one for, like, I think it was $10. The cord is still pretty short. It's only around 5 feet long, maybe give or take. It's going to have 21 games loaded on it. Let's see, the 21st game on there is going to be Star Fox 2.
Sweet.
Which was never, you know, officially ever released, I don't believe, in any normal capacity as far as that goes.
I thought it was for the 64.
It used to be unlocked and stuff. Well, original Star Fox was like a flagship game on the 64, but I don't recall Star Fox 2, if that ever officially ever released like that, or I'm not sure on that one, but.
Got to check on that.
Yeah, there should be a full list online of all the games. I won't bore you guys with all the games that are coming up for it. But the list seemed pretty legit. It seemed better than the list for the NES, at least. So check that out. It's going to have a greater quantity available at release, supposedly, like we said earlier. But so far, I'm not too excited as far as that goes. I don't think it's going to be much more. And then also, it's going to be Classic Controller and Classic Controller Pro compatible. So if you have those controllers already, you can use those with it rather than just SNES controllers. So.
Sweet.
Yep. And then the other thing I wanted to bring up was that Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remastered is releasing as a standalone now, so you can snag that if you didn't grab the big deluxe bundle back when it came out with Advanced Warfare.
Like, no, Infinite, right?
Infinite Warfare.
Infinite Warfare, excuse me. So you can get it for $40 or whatever. A lot of people are like upset about that because they feel like that's kind of a lot for that old game. And then it's like, well, how do you want to break that down? When it came out with the other system, it was, what, $80 together?
Yeah.
So then what, are you getting it?
$20.
You're getting it for $20 there, yeah. And then you're paying $60 for the game, and you know what I mean? So some people think that it should have been cheaper to buy it alone.
Since it's an older game, yeah, I have to agree. Maybe $30 would have been.
$30 might have been the sweet spot.
I have Modern Warfare the Remastered. Mm-hmm. Since I passed it, I haven't played that.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. I wouldn't mind having it in my wheelhouse, I mean, in my stable, just to kind of something to go back to, because that campaign was pretty fun. It was pretty crazy. Yeah. I mean, all gillied up. I mean, come on. That was awesome that first time. You're crawling through the grass, and then at the end of it, the chopper's chasing you, and the propellers are almost getting you.
Yeah.
That was such a fun campaign. And then Soap, all those guys.
I can't wait for I hope the rumors are true for the remaster too of Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
That was for me. That was the best story.
The best campaign.
Yeah,
yeah. I'd have to agree. It's up there for sure. Yeah, but that's pretty much all I plucked for this week. Kind of light for whatever reason. Did you guys have anything to add?
Something that caught my eye was Mass Effect. It's not getting a Player One DLC.
It is or isn't?
Isn't.
Oh, okay.
It won't be getting single player, only multiplayer. DLC.
Really?
Yeah. So,
I guess because of the backlash and stuff, I think they've laid off
just
a bunch of people.
Abandoned ship kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just don't dump the water out. Just let it sink.
Yeah. Pretty much that Titanic sink. Pretty much.
That's tragic.
Yeah, I was kind of bummed out. I was like, I still wanted. The game was horrible. Not horrible. The game was incomplete.
Right.
I'm still playing it because I'm enjoying the story. Yeah. But I want it to continue.
I'm definitely going to go back to it at some point. I don't know if I'll finish it, but I almost started it up the other night, and Taylor was like, no, don't. Just don't. And I was like, what? Taylor's my 15-year-old. I'm like, she's like, no, play something else. I don't want to watch you play that.
It sucks.
She's like, play Friday the 13th. I'm like,
but I'm not playing just for your entertainment.
Yeah, right? Like, I actually have a goal to finish some of these games at some point. You know, I don't want to just keep on half eating these meals. I want to finish some of them and consume it all. So, I don't know. It's
I beat it, but yeah, I mean, I'm disappointed. I've already mentioned that. Just disappointed that it wasn't a complete game. You know, it was more like a beta. And in some cases, almost like an alpha. Yeah. Release with some of the glitchy crap that was happening.
Mm-hmm. I would be interested to see firsthand for myself, like how much better it looks and plays with all the patches they've put through since all the backlash happened initially and everything. I think it'd be interesting to go back and just mess around on it, because I love just the feel of Mass Effect, even though it's not as good as the previous trilogy was. Just, you know what I mean? Like, when you get into that and the music and just the atmosphere of it, it's all still there. All those, you know, those beats are still there. It's just not quite what the other one was, you know, as far as quality.
Yeah. So. Just kind of, they just had to abandon it, leave it alone.
That's sad. That's too bad. Well, hopefully they get back to it at some point and whether they make a second game to this one or just another spinoff altogether and just start fresh again and go from there. Hopefully it's not the end of Mass Effect. It's a huge franchise for them. They just hit a hiccup in there.
I'm excited about Anthem, though. That looks really good.
Yeah.
But we've already talked about that.
Yeah, Anthem's going to be good.
I think some DLC was just released for Zelda. I don't know much about it, but I think some challenges or things like that are included.
Excuse me.
It's a new storyline as well, wasn't it?
I am not for certain on that. I remember us talking about it, that some of that stuff was going to be getting released. It kind of crept up. I mean,
yeah, it came out on E3. They announced it on E3.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
We had to check on that stuff. But yeah.
Yeah, that just released, what, a couple days ago?
Yeah, officially? I think it just released.
Yeah, so if you stop playing Zelda and want to get back into that, I mean, what better time than now? I mean, is there ever not a good time to play some Zelda?
I know.
It's a good time to play Zelda.
It's always a good time to play Zelda.
How much did it cost?
I think it came with your $20 for the overall, what, the season pass was $20, so it comes with that. Yeah, so if you did that, definitely get back in there and mess around with it. They threw some stuff at you. Should be good.
Another little piece of news: Farpoint for the PSVR.
Mm-hmm.
They just released an update for it that actually adds new levels in like an icy part of the planet.
Okay,
so there's a bunch of snow, and so they've also changed the look of the creatures that are there,
mm-hmm.
and they've added a ton of new multiplayer, like co-op stuff. So
okay, gotcha. So
you can do more co-op challenges together, co-op modes.
Okay. I haven't touched that game in a while either.
It's a free update, so just FYI.
Sounds good. Well, if we don't have anything else for the news, rolling right along, let's go ahead and talk about the topics and talk about those games. So as far as the topics for this one, we're going to go ahead. Sorry for the spike on that.
I hit myself.
I know, all right. I saw you jump back. We're going to talk about some of the releases throughout the rest of the year, chronologically, what's coming out. Everyone's always obviously excited about the big names, you know, Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty, Destiny, all those titles. But there are other titles in between those that people aren't talking about as quite as much that we definitely want to shed a little bit of light on. And release dates and stuff. So that's what we're gonna be doing for the remainder of the segment here, and going over some of those. So we're probably gonna go from like maybe June, end of June, going through the rest of the year maybe. And I think that's a good spot to go, or July.
We're in July.
Well, there are a couple at the end of June that we didn't even get to, but
it's July.
I know it's July. I know what time, I know what month it is.
Christmas in July.
No. I don't want Christmas yet. That's too soon.
Well, we did some end of June. Elite Dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we're right. Yeah, we did touch on some of these, the remaster and all that stuff. All right. July it is.
I win.
you win again. 2-1. Yeah, there's some good stuff coming out. Like I said before, this is usually a light time of the year. You know, July, August-ish, early. But for the most part, off of this list, the only thing that jumps out at me is the Destiny 2 beta early access is going to be available July 18th for PS4. Not really sure how you get into that unless you probably, what, pre-ordered it, I would assume?
Probably had to pre-order it.
Yeah.
I think that's how it worked last time.
Yeah, so I would assume if you're interested in playing that, definitely get your pre-order in there. I'm not sure. Now, I wonder if it would have to be like just any pre-order, or would it be like one of the upper-tier pre-orders or something like that? Does that ever do that?
I couldn't say for sure.
No, I think it's just any pre-order.
Just a pre-order, yeah.
Pre-order. Gotcha. Yeah.
It should be fine.
Yeah, so that's July 19th.
Fortnite.
18th. Oh, excuse me, 19th, excuse me. Yeah, yep, 18th for PS4, July 19th for Xbox One. Splatoon on the Switch, July 21st. Splatoon 2 is going to be so fun. I would love to see Ben play that and get into that, because Splatoon 1 was a runaway hit. Like, everybody loved that game, and nobody thought it was going to be that good, and it was, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping that takes off as well.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah. We're going to have to come over and get some sessions with you, and you can just mop us. And that'll be a good time. Yeah, I'm trying to think what else off of this besides, like, what, there's a Fortnite paid early access for PC, PS4, Xbox One, July 25th. You guys have any interest in Fortnite at all?
It looks like it might be interesting. It's made by the UE4, Unreal Engine 4 team. Mm-hmm. So the people that actually made the engine, the game engine. they're working on this one. It looks like it might be interesting. I don't know too much about it. I've just seen some of the some screenshots. It looks kind of cartoony, but stylish.
Right. It gives me the feeling that it has shades of Overwatch. I mean, yeah. It's a hero shooter for the most part. Mm-hmm. That is what I'm getting from it. The character models look awesome, though.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, very distinct and cool. I mean, what was there anything else about it that caught your eye? Like, are you interested in playing it at all, either of you?
I might be, but I've spent way too much recently on the stupid sales on the Xbox and PlayStation 4, so I won't be getting anything in July.
Womp, womp, womp.
Unless I get it, you know, as a rental.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Well, but Fortnite is something you have to, it's a downloadable only if it's a, you know, early access.
Right. So. Yeah.
The nice thing about early access, though, is that it's, even though it's an alpha build and it's probably going to have bugs and stuff like that, you'll pay less for it because when it comes out, you know, in a final release, it'll probably be a $60 game. So you may get it for like $39 or something like that as an early release. But then, you know, the problem is if anything is wrong, you know, anytime they patch them, if it has like game saves, you mm-hmm. typically lose your save data and you have to start all over again. So,
yeah,
that kind of sucks.
Yeah. Action adventure role playing game by Epic Games. It's supposed to release July 25th, so right around the corner here.
Yeah, Epic. That's their name.
Not too far away. Yeah, I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. I want to try it for sure. I have to see where I'm at that point in time on some of these other things I'm playing, but definitely one that I wouldn't mind getting into. Yeah, buddy. What else we got here? Anything else coming on that July list, you guys? Hey, Pikmin 3DS.
I have one for it came out already, but I haven't seen it in any stores yet.
What's that?
Excel World versus Sword Art Online. Of course, it's an anime game.
When? Oh my god! Why am I even surprised anymore?
Because full of surprises.
When did it release?
It said it released on July 7th.
Okay, so early. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I haven't seen it in stores or in the PlayStation. It's only a PS4 Vita exclusive.
Well, we're not until July 7th yet. It's not even the 4th yet.
Oh, shit.
I'm looking at like, what? You mean June 7th?
Yeah.
But no, it's July. It says right here, July 7th. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's the reason I haven't seen it then.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well done, Jose.
I just want my vacations to come up, okay?
At least it'll be out when you have vacation. You can just jam on that report back.
I'm not going to be playing any games on my vacation.
Mm, well, you're doing it right probably then.
Being Cali.
Yeah, well, if you're out of town, of course not.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well, there's one other game in July that looked interesting. I've seen a little bit of... Not much on it. Just some screenshots. I think I saw a trailer way back when they originally mentioned it. It's called Pyre.
Mm-hmm.
It's an upcoming action adventure role playing or action role playing game.
Okay.
It's developed by Supergiant Games.
Mm-hmm.
So you know who Supergiant is? They did the one where you play as the.
So are you talking about the
Bastion? They did Bastion. They did Transistor.
Okay. Gotcha.
Transistor was the musician girl. It's kind of
sure.
And now they're doing Pyre,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like it might be pretty cool.
I'd be interested in checking it out. Yeah, it definitely could be a good one.
I mean, they have a good track record. The other two games were fantastic. I beat Bastion.
Is that only on PS4 though?
Bastion is on
not Bastion. I'm Pyre.
I think it's.
I want to say PC and PS4.
Yes.
So that should be an interesting one for sure. Do you know what the plot of that one's going to be? What's it about for Pyre?
No, I haven't looked at Pyre.
Okay. Well, we can come back to it. I mean, that way we can talk about it more freely, more deeper about what it is exactly. Do you have another one, Jose?
For July?
No, you can go. I mean, go in August. I mean, not much else in July, really, honestly. I mean, July's kind of a light month.
August has the Call of Duty World War II beta. So if the pre-order. So for sure, I might be jumping on that.
What's the release on that?
Shit. August 8th?
You guys are killing me.
August 8th. No, I lost the page. So
you lost.
It's going to be August 8th.
I lost my page.
My phone's acting up. So, yeah, August 8th. So, I'm excited for that. The whole new, different environment of multiplayer. And I don't know if the zombies feature, I don't know how's that going to be. As well, I'm waiting for other surprises because Call of Duty always has some random surprise. Hopefully, they have the remastered of Modern Warfare 2. Cause
okay. Yeah, I see August 25th for the PS4 is when the private beta is for the for World War II. I'm not seeing anything regarding the Xbox version. I guess that must have something to do with their exclusivity thing that they've, you know, they acquired that deal with Sony where they give them all like some content first, which Sony's been killing it with that lately as far as getting exclusivity on like on DLC and just, you know, aspects of games where Xbox won't get it at all. I mean, Destiny 2 is going to be Destiny 2. They've solidified a few pieces of DLC that Xbox One players won't get at all.
They did that with Destiny 1 too. For some reason, they got some kind of deal going on with them, and
that's fine, you know. But it's kind of like one of those things.
Sucks that
like,
you miss out on it, you know?
Right? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we're in the age of gaming where that's a common thing anymore to strike a deal like that, so that not everybody gets the same stuff. So I mean,
I got that mixed up. August 25th for the PS4. I was thinking of Hellblade: Son of Sacrifice, August 8th for the PS4.
Thank you for bringing that up. That looks good. Yeah, yeah.
Because that was the Heavenly Sword. It was the same company that made Heavenly Sword, I think.
Yeah, the maker of Heavenly Sword. Let's see here. A tense one-on-one fighter that hopes to tackle the very real mental health problems. So it's going to it's gonna go into that whole thing. So I'm hoping that they flesh that out well, because no one's really ever gone deep into that,
at least
on a very real capacity, you know. So, that one looks really good. I mean, the team, who's the team behind that? Is that Team Ninja?
Ninja Theory, I think.
Yeah.
The good thing Team Ninja did like
Ninja Gaiden and
Neo.
The cool thing about this is, not really cool, but it was an interesting thing as they were low budget. So they pretty much ran out of money to make other characters for the game. So they started using live actors to put in the game, which is really interesting.
Gotcha.
So when you see Sana like running around and you see like images around, those are actually actors, real live actors in the game. Interesting.
I dig it. Lawbreakers, I tried the beta on that. Joel and I got keys for the PS4 version by messaging Cliffy B. On Twitter.
Keys to success.
I didn't get a chance to try it yet. I was going to try it today, but
yeah, I tried it yesterday and a little bit. It's not bad at all. I mean, at first I was getting just a mildly frustrated because I was getting, you know, my ass kicked. But once I figured out the character I wanted to use as far as the class, I started getting a few kills here and there and figuring out how to maneuver through the environment and stuff like that. I hate to keep comparing stuff to Overwatch because it's like our base for a lot of the team base shooters and stuff anymore. One of the best ones and one of the first to do it so well too. But it reminds me of that. And I know online they're comparing it to each other too, like on YouTube and stuff. There's videos of like Overwatch compared to, you know, to Lawbreakers and stuff. So,
but if it's good, that's actually that's a compliment to Cliffy.
It can be.
If he does it right and does it well enough, then
I don't think it's quite to that same caliber as far as that goes, but it does give you shades of Overwatch in that sense. Character models and stuff like that definitely don't feel quite as distinct as Overwatch characters and stuff to me, at least in this. But it was fun. I enjoyed it a little, you know, for what I've played. I played it for maybe a couple hours just messing around. There was some server issues and stuff, obviously, because it is, you know, a beta.
Yeah.
So that's to be expected. And at one point, I couldn't even get into a match. I got booted out of the middle of the match, and then I tried to get back in, and it kicked me back to, like, my dashboard and stuff, and then I couldn't get it back in, and then I had to, like, boot it back up and everything. But, they have, like, what, 7 or 8 classes? Assassins, Gunslinger, et cetera. Your typical stuff. Vanguard. But yeah, you're maneuvering through, and their whole thing is, you know, gravity-defying, you know, combat.
And we have like jetpacks too, or or you just swing around the
double jumps, like, and there's like a lot of floatiness to it, like the gravity is turned off in some areas and stuff like that. Okay. So I don't know. I need to play it a little bit more while the beta is open.
It's interesting.
I for what I played, I enjoyed it for the most part. I definitely don't see it taking me away from like Overwatch or something like that, but it's worth a shot. And if you can get a beta key, just go on Twitter and look up Cliffy B, which is Cliff Blazinski, and then just send him a message saying, can I get a beta key for, you know, PC or PS4? Make sure you specify what system you're trying to get it on, and hopefully he'll see it and he'll shoot you one. I messaged him and I got one like within like 2 or 3 minutes of
messaging. Same here. He was really fast.
Yeah,
so I told him he's awesome.
Yeah, and I thanked him, told him I have a good weekend, a good holiday, whatever. So, but yeah, check it out. He should be able to toss you one, hopefully, and you get in there and at least try it out. And that's the whole point of the beta. They want you to get in there and you know, mess around in there so they can know what they need to fix, what they need to polish up before the game comes out. So,
yeah, are you excited for Yakuza Kiwami?
I don't know much about that.
Is that the Yakuza Zero?
Oh, is that what it is? Let's pull that up real quick here.
It's out on August 29th, so, PS4.
Is this a spinoff then? Or what is...
Must be a spinoff or some...
Supposed to be like a spinoff.
Or is it DLC?
No, I think it's its own game, but...
I know nothing about this. That's what I'm talking about. So I want to make sure... to look into that, because I love Yakuza. I have it still, and I need to get back to that. I mean, my list of things to get back to is ever growing.
Yeah, it ever grows. It never
ends. As long as you play everything or try to, it's not.
I guess while you're looking for that, Agents of Mayhem, definitely an interesting looking game. I did some research on that one. Basically, it's a Saints Row spinoff. It takes place after the events of Saints Row 4 and. Following Gat Out of Hell,
okay.
If anyone's played that, Persephone, who I guess was in Hell, but basically in Greek mythology, she was in Hades. She gets out of Hell too, and I guess she's in charge of the company that your agents will be working for, and they're kind of anti-heroes. There's 12 playable heroes, and you get to pick three of them for each mission that you go on, or you can stick with the same three, or different agents work better together. So it's kind of going to be one of those, you know, as you play through, you'll figure out who plays best with each other.
Yeah. Figure out the best team available, best team for the mission.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you can, it's all single player, it looks like, and you can switch between your characters on the fly just with a button press.
Sweet.
So you'll be jumping and suddenly you're a different character who shoots with their shotgun, then you change over to the hacker who hacks through some systems. Then you go to Hollywood. Let's see, what was his name? He's like, yeah, Hollywood utilizes his assault rifle, and he does like Michael Bay explosions for his like superpower. So like he'll run around. Well, you build up like this power gauge as you're running around and playing as these characters. And they all have their own play style and unique abilities and backstories that you'll find out through missions. But like with the Michael Bay explosions and stuff, he's literally walking along shooting stuff and like everything's blowing up around him. You know, it doesn't really make sense, but it's hilarious.
Okay.
So, I mean, these are the guys that did, you know, Saints Row. So it's going to be irreverent and,
random ass game.
Random. And yeah, and definitely not for kids. It looks very cartoony, but it's not cartoons for kids.
So you're saying it's definitely going to be for kids?
No.
They said absolutely not. They were inspired by 1980s Saturday morning cartoons, G.I. Joe, He-Man.
Okay.
I dig
it. Power Rangers. Like that.
And the way that they did the characters, they decided not to go with one single character. They decided to make it more like, kind of like DOTA 2, Overwatch. You know, they wanted a lot. They wanted more characters with their own little stories, and you could play with them and learn about each character and enjoy the game different ways. And I guess you basically are, well, you're expected to play through multiple times. It encourages multiple playthroughs because it plays differently with the different characters. And you don't have them all unlocked immediately. They unlock through while you're playing the game.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So Let me see. What else we got? Just quick honorable mentions real fast here. I would say, like, let's see here. We also have Uncharted, The Lost Legacy. Of course, everybody knew about that. It's August 22nd. Let's see here. I want to say North America, and then August 23rd in Europe. What else? Call of Duty. This is in August. The private beta, August 25th. We mentioned that. Mario Rabbids Kingdom Battle for the Switch, August 29th. And XCOM 2, War of the Chosen expansion. That's going to be a nice one that'll pop up on August 29th. So, and Life is Strange Before the Storm, Episode 1 for PS4, PC, and Xbox One, August 31st. So, of course, Madden is in August, if you like Madden. So.
Madden, go Raiders.
Yeah. More like go Falcons, baby.
Choke.
At least we got there. Where were you, at home?
Derek Carr was broken.
That sucked for you guys, by the way.
It did.
So let's move on to September real quick here. So we kind of keep things rolling along.
Obviously, Destiny 2.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Destiny 2 should be awesome.
September 6th.
Yep. We talked about that. NAC 2.
The day before that. September 5th. Saw a trailer. Looks interesting. Who knows?
Out of the list of stuff for September, the main game that sticks out to me is going to be, that I'm interested in a lot, is Dishonored. Death of the Outsider. For PC, PS4, Xbox One. Mm-hmm. So where does that fall in the timeline?
The 15th, looks like.
Is that as far as in the game, is it after 2?
I think it takes,
or is it during 2?
I think it takes place after 2. But I'm not exactly sure. I just know that the gal that was, her name was Megan. Mm-hmm. She was the captain of the ship that you were on the second game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She was known previously as Billy.
She was that the African American lady with that had the eye missing?
Yep.
And she had like the patch on her eye or whatever?
Yeah, okay. That's the one.
Okay.
She was known as Billy Lurk back in the day when she was working with Dowd. And she was an assassin.
So this follows her then?
This follows her.
Gotcha.
So she has abilities. I don't know much about her abilities, but she has different abilities than we've seen so far, so some new stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're going after the Outsider because they feel that a lot of the dishonorable things that have happened in the world are his fault because of the fact that he gives people these abilities and then just likes to see what they'll do with them, you know, causing mayhem or or making, you know, or going and doing the right thing.
Gotcha. So acting like God.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Another one during September, a huge one for me, is the indie game Cuphead. It's going to be awesome. Cuphead is a run and gun platform indie video game by Canadian brothers Chad and Jared Moldenhauer. Hope I'm saying that right, Moldenhauer. I think that's what, Studio MDHR, and it's running on a Unity engine. That's the one where it looks like 1930s, 1940s cartoons.
Yeah.
And it's like it's
it's like that Mickey Mouse one on the
I thought I was watching Mickey Mouse. I was
like the old school Mickey Mouse cartoon type stuff. Yeah, like Steamboat Mickey.
Yeah, Steamboat.
Yeah, but in color.
That's it.
It's like that kind of animation. It looks so cool. It's going to be on Xbox One only, I believe. And that comes out September 29th.
Yeah, that's right.
Keep an eye for that. Yeah, PC as well. But keep an eye out for that end of September. Looks so cool. And I think it's going to be what is it? Is it multiplayer? I want to say it's up. I think it's two-player co-op as well. So check out the trailers on that, dude. It looks so fun.
I keep hitting myself in the mic.
I wouldn't even have known if you hadn't told me, but thanks for sharing
that. I keep smacking myself with it.
Where are you smacking yourself? The forehead, the mouth, the face?
The nose.
The nose, okay. Leaning in.
I'm just like,
yeah.
Smacking himself in the face.
The coffee's not helping.
Right.
October looks good. I mean, we got Middle Earth, Shadow of War.
Of course, yeah.
Obviously, Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus. That looks like it'll be fun.
Evil Within 2.
Yeah, where is that? Oh, yeah, that's on the
October
13th.
South Park.
Because you finished Evil Within, the first one. We talked about it briefly in a previous episode. How excited are you for that?
Oh, I'm really excited. It's the same Shinji Mikami and Tango Gameworks. Mm-hmm. They're working together. They've made this game. And it's still about the same detective. But this time around, he has to work with the organization that pretty much ruined his life in the first game.
Okay.
in order to save his daughter.
I didn't finish the first game, so do I need to play the first game or at least, you know, read up on what happened before I can jump into the second one, would you say?
I doubt it.
Okay.
I think basically he's just like at the lowest point of his life. Everything is turned to shit for him in the second game, and he gets offered a job where he can possibly save his daughter.
Mm-hmm. Possibly.
And then he, you know, he's supposed to go into... he has to work with Mobius, which is that shadowy organization, and he has to go into this world that they created called Union, that's just full of crazy psychological and
okay
weird shit that,
all right, all right,
like the first game.
Cool. We'll look forward to that for sure.
Like what's real, what's not? That's the thing about that game.
Nothing is true. Everything's permitted.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye for that for sure. It's one of those creepy games, and it's plus when it's, you know, October. Obviously, you want something fun and scary to play, so that would be right up everybody's alley.
Yeah.
But also right up everybody's alley, South Park, The Fractured Butthole.
Stare right at me when you say that.
I did.
Yeah.
Right up your alley. You excited for that one?
Yeah.
I mean, did you play the first game, though?
I watch Nick play it.
Ah, okay.
Freaking hilarious.
Okay. Our buddy Nick?
Yeah.
Was he bitching the whole time?
No, he was actually having fun with it.
Okay. He would be fun to have on the podcast just so we can give him shit about stuff for a little while.
Yeah.
Take the heat off you for a little bit.
Oh, please.
At least for me directly, anyway.
But my eldest daughter, the one, she's 21 right now, she loved the first game.
I loved it, too. It was awesome.
I never got a chance to play it, but her playing it, and she loved it. So
it was a fun RPG. Like, it really was. It was an RPG through and through, but it was just cool because the aesthetics was just like the show. If you were walking through someone's living room or something like that and while they were playing it, you would think they're watching an episode of South Park.
Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was so fun, and it was so, like... just all of the South Park humor and wit was baked into all of it. Like everything that they did, the places you went, the locations, it was all there. And I guess the guys, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, or am I saying that was backwards? Or is it Matt?
Matt Parker and Trey?
No, I think I had it right the first time.
Trey Songs?
Trey Songs. That's an R&B singer. I don't think it's him. But they actually had to sit down when they made that game and actually map out where everything was because they had never had to do that before. And make a map of it, like making the show, they never had to do that. But in order to make like a map, because during the game, you have to open up your overall overhead map of the city so you can know where you wanted to go and stuff. They had never mapped out like where, you know, Stan lives according to where, you know, Cartman lives and all that stuff.
Oh, you mean they had to sit down with Obsidian? Because I think it's Obsidian who made the game.
Well, they had to sit down with themselves and just map out where everybody lives and stuff. Like, where's the post office at? Where is this at? To make a map to give to them. They never had to do that
before. So the developers
would
know where stuff is.
Yeah. They never had to sit down before and figure out where everybody lives and stuff. So that was kind of cool to know they had to, actually had to sit down and do that. But, that should be awesome. Check it out. Please, please, please play that one. Now, it's so fun. Just be aware it's going to have a lot of horrible humor in it, so no kids probably want to be around for
Make
that.
Make sure your kids are there watching the game.
You are terrible.
Make sure your little five-year-old son or daughter or nephew. Oh, your nephew or your niece.
Yeah.
So you want to make them jaded.
Off your sister or brother.
Don't listen.
You want them to be jaded from a young age.
Yeah,
you know?
Just make them learn.
As a person with no children, don't listen to Jose. He is an advocate for terrible things.
I have a little brother. I have a niece and a nephew. They're all
horribly different.
They're doing fine.
Nowhere near the same. It's kind of like grandparents, where it's like, well, even then they had kids, I guess. But I was going to say, it's like being able to give them back because they're not yours. But yeah, they actually had to have had kids.
Can I get a refund on this kid?
A refund, yeah. I'm sure some parents would like to.
Fuck you. Wait, was that a jab on me?
That wasn't a jab on you, but you already put the fuck you out there. So I'll take that, put that in my pocket for later, and I wouldn't act like it never happened. Destiny 2, we mentioned Assassin's Creed Origins
on
the 27th, of course. Super Mario Odyssey, October 27th. That game is looking more and more amazing every time I see videos of
that
stuff.
Yeah, it does.
That might push me to get a Switch this fall. No, we'll have to see how things go with that.
Happy birthday.
Yay. Not my birthday, but
the Xbox One X
for your birthday
too, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not getting it for like make sure.
Get it for my birthday? You're going to buy it for me?
Make sure your put it in your family's head. to get it for your birthday.
I'm going to put it in your head.
Now, fuck you. I'll give you an empty box of broken dreams and wishes.
I'm going to buy a Switch and then I'm going to put a brick in it instead and give it to you.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's the thought that counts.
I'll accept
it. I will use that brick and then throw it at your head.
Hit him. Yeah, I was going to say.
It's a dick move, man.
Take your wallet and actually buy the Switch.
It's terrible. It's a great plan. What was that? Like you said, Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus, October 27th, Fallout 4 VR. It just says October, so I'm assuming end of October, maybe? I don't know. Let's go ahead and push on through. We'll just tap on some of these quick. I think we're running out of time, so.
Call of Duty World War II, November
3rd. Yep, November 3rd for that. Crackdown 3 is going to be November 7th, along with the Xbox One X console launch.
Exclusive.
If you don't have a Xbox One yet, that might be the one to grab. I know I'm probably going to trade my S in and get the X.
Same here.
Indeed. So,
yep, Star Wars Battlefront 2. Yes. We definitely got to play some of that together.
Need for Speed Payback. Crash and Burn.
November 10th for that. Vampyr?
Ni No Kuni 2. Actually, the first one was really beautiful. Very, very anime looking. Japanese RPG.
I'm hearing a lot about that one, actually. Now, the first one, I'm assuming the first one got a lot of love.
Oh, absolutely. Critics loved it. My daughter played it. So I never got a chance to really play it myself, but I saw how it looked, and it was a great-looking game on the PS3, so I'm sure this one will be a beautiful one to watch and play.
Yeah.
I'm going to get me Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm.
No, not you.
No, not me.
Never.
So what's that one about?
It's an anime.
Well, I know that much.
You know, Naruto.
Yeah, it's Naruto. Come on. Keep up with the anime. I don't watch 700 episodes long.
I don't watch Naruto. Ninja. I know who Naruto is, but I don't watch it, though.
Say it right.
Naruto?
Naruto.
Nah.
Nah?
Naruto. Naruto. Like you just said it?
Naruto.
Naruto. Naruto. Naruto. I don't know what that was.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't Japanese.
I made it up on the fly. Yeah.
Awkward.
Yeah, right. That's pretty much it for the most part. I mean, throughout the end of the year, I know we kind of sped through some of those dates for people that are probably looking for something other than all the big names. They're bringing Rocket League to the Switch as well this holiday season.
Yeah, so that's awesome. Mentioned that.
Come on. Rocket League is so awesome. If you've never played Rocket League, check it out. Super fun and very addicting. I think they're bringing Skyrim over to the Switch as well this fall.
Xenoblade's coming to the Switch.
Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2 is coming to the Switch as well. So, Switch fans, you're welcome.
Yep, Switch is getting a lot of the ports, so keep your eyes peeled for that. Yeah, I know we kind of sped through those releases, but I just wanted to just touch on them because, I mean, I know once E3 finished, a lot of games got official dates on them, so that's kind of why we wanted to do this. I know we didn't talk in depth about some of the games. We just kind of touched on the dates and stuff like that. But just wanted to shed a little light on some of those lesser titles that are, you know, cropping up, you know, over the next couple months here. So
well, I know you were looking forward to PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. That's coming out for the Xbox.
Mm-hmm. What was the date on that one again?
It says late 2017, so we don't have a... And it's just the preview, I guess. Right. So it's...
Interesting. I'm guessing that would probably pop up maybe. I'm thinking November. I can't see them putting it out past November, like in December or something like that.
Probably December.
You think?
Yeah.
I'm really hoping it's November, though.
I am hoping at least this year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, too. But
interesting.
The early access has been going on since the beginning of the year, so I can't see them pushing it into 18. I really don't.
But think about that. That's Steam access, though.
It wasn't Xbox.
They release Steam. Still. They release anything on Steam.
Yeah, they release lots of stuff that never even gets finished.
Yeah, but they've been patching the hell out of it. I mean, they've also been putting out new stuff for it. And 4 million plus people have been playing the shit out of that. So.
Oh, no, I'm sure they're going to finish this.
So expect it to be delayed because a million plus people want to play it for the Xbox. So expect that delay.
It's going to be so good, though.
Yeah.
It's probably one of my top five games that I have my eye on this fall if it stays in that.
Same here.
You know? Of course, all the other stuff got pushed out of there that we didn't bring up, like God of War got pushed out into 18.
Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, yeah. all those the super big ones that got pushed out. So we will talk more about those later for sure. You know, Darksiders 3 got pushed out there. Detroit. Just kind of skimming through the list here of all the Far Cry 5 got pushed into 18. That's going to be February, it looks like. Sea of Thieves, so on. So, yep, if we didn't bring it up and it's a bigger title, it got pushed out more than likely. Spider-Man, so on. So, before we go, though, I definitely want to talk about some emails. So, let's go ahead and push on to the email section. You guys cool with that?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Let's do it. All right, so the email section here, we got an awesome message from one of our listeners who wanted to throw some love out there to us regarding our podcast. So we wanted to make sure we give him a shout-out to our good buddy Jason from Connecticut. So
he much wanted, love, bro.
Yeah, I want to read what he said to us. So Jason from Connecticut. Let's see here. He goes, "Hey guys, I've been meaning to email you for a while now. I started listening to you guys about 4 weeks ago when I was looking for a podcast on Tekken 7, and your episode popped up in iTunes. I have recently gone back and binged most of your earlier episodes, and you guys are all super funny and entertaining," he says. "Recently, I've been jamming on Horizon Zero Dawn and was wondering if you guys think that it's worth it to buy the DLC that just came out for it. Should I finish the story mode before I buy the DLC for it?" And then he goes on to say, "I also remember you guys talking about video games and addiction a while back. Just wanted to tell you that, guys, that I have read some studies a while back that said that video games activate the same part of your brain that narcotics activate, which makes them a lot more addictive." That makes a lot of damn sense. "I thought that was pretty interesting," he says. "The reason I bring that up is that I play video games about 3 to 5 hours a day when I get off of work. My girlfriend is getting pretty annoyed by this with how much time I spend on games. She says, yeah, right. She says that I need to pay more attention to her and focus less on gaming, but I feel like if there's only so many hours in the day, I don't want to miss out on something in the gaming world. I know some of you guys are married and or have kids and families. How do you guys manage being super into games and also keeping your significant others happy? Do you have any advice for me in my current situation? Thanks again for all the amazing work you guys do. I listen to you guys every week now, and I'm loving every minute. Game on, Jason from Connecticut." Now, one last thing, though, before we answer his question real quick, I know we're going a little over. He also put in, he goes, "Also, if you guys have time, I would like to hear you guys play a fuck, marry, kill, but with video game characters. The characters I'm giving you are Princess Peach, Zelda, and Shiva from Mortal Kombat. Okay, that's it for me. Thanks again." So three quick questions if we can just pop on and just answer those super quick for Jason here and give him some context here. How do you guys manage your time, would you say? I mean, I know you don't have any kids, Jose.
Oh, thanks. Like, so thanks for rubbing that in.
You can. It's not really a, sure. I don't know if it's really a rub in. It's just more of a fact.
Nah. Taking that personal. This is the only thing I take personal.
Oh, that's the only thing you take personal?
Enjoy your free time while you still have some.
Yeah.
Everyone says that. Why?
Once you have kids.
You can still have free time as a parent, I would
say. As they get older. Yeah. But when they're really small, I mean, they really suck up a lot of your time.
To kind
of
get back to answering his question, though, like how do you guys, would you say you manage it? I mean, I personally, I would say that with two kids and a wife and just me having different interests, like playing sports, like going to the gym and stuff like that, I think it's more just a communication situation. So if you really want to play some games or whatever, I typically, if I have a night where I really want to get down and try some new stuff or whatever, I just kind of give my wife a heads up. The last thing I want to do is have her expecting to watch movies or shows with me, and then I have my mind set up that I want to play these games tonight. You know what I mean? So
yeah, communication is everything.
That's probably the biggest thing I would say.
And it's a balancing act. I mean, you've got to make sure you spend some time with your partner, and you know that you take that person out, that you maybe go out to dinner, watch some shows together, and then you know sometimes like Mondo and I, we play a little bit later on in the evening, so that we've maybe watched a couple of shows already or done something with our wives, so that. You know, they're not angry because we're not spending any time with them.
Yeah. My wife, Abby, she doesn't give a shit that I play, but definitely I think she would get mad at me if I was not doing things with her and balancing it out a little bit. So she doesn't care for the most part. like I said, the thing is the communication thing. You know, I might be at work one day. I'm like, oh, when I get home tonight, I want to play Overwatch with the guys. I'm gonna send everybody a message. I'll just let her know, like, hey, tonight when I, you know, get home, we should watch a couple shows. But after that, I'm gonna play Overwatch. Cool. And she's like, yeah, whatever. Let's watch some more Orange Is the New Black. You know, whatever. Yeah. I think that helps more than anything.
I agree. That's what I do. The same thing.
That way, she's not thinking, oh, when he gets home, I can't wait for us to do this or that. And then I have my own agenda that I didn't even convey to her or voice. And now where, you know, she's frustrated, I'm frustrated. No one gets what they want. I think that would be the biggest thing. Also, ask yourself, Jason, do you want a girlfriend? Because if you do want one, you got to pay attention to her.
Yeah. Because if all you do is play video games, she's going
to
leave you.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, if he does want to have a girlfriend or a wife or whatever the case may be, you got to put that time in just like anything else. Just like if you're in school, you got to put that time into studying at some point in time. So if you truly don't, if you like games more than you like having a girlfriend, you might have a dilemma on your hands and a choice to make. But if you do enjoy having a girlfriend you enjoy having her company and everything, you got to put that time in, man. So make sure you're doing that. And
very
and
true.
Video game world is not a real world. So that's a real person. So
but it's a fun world.
It is a fun
world. It is a fun world.
Yeah. So yeah. Definitely keep that in mind as far as that goes. So we landed on communication is probably the biggest thing.
Yeah, I think communication
is key, coming from a single guy.
Right. coming from a single guy.
I'm going to go cry now.
I love it. And then as far as the Horizon Zero Dawn DLC, that doesn't come out until what, later this year?
I thought it's later this year or something. I didn't get quite I know
you can download it now or pay for it now anyway.
Yeah, I think you can pay for it, but you can't play it yet. It's not actually available.
$15, I think, if your PlayStation Plus right now is discounted by $5. It's going to be $20, but I think you can get it for like $14.99.
Yeah, I'd know if it was available because I would have downloaded it.
No.
I love that game.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
I would love any reason or excuse to get back into that game. So I would have to say the DLC, from what I've seen and heard and just the excitement everybody has about it, is going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a chip off the awesome block that's already there. So if you're interested in that, maybe just download it now while it's cheap. I think that price is not going to hold up for much longer. So if you do have interest in that, just download it now and pay for it.
Basically a pre-order thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And save $5 on it. We'll be jamming on that for sure. It's a good game and the DLC shouldn't be anything less.
Yeah, just play through Horizon and just wait for the DLC. It's not much.
Yep.
It says it's coming out fall 2017. I don't think it has like a specific date for it.
Yeah.
So it might change.
Yeah.
Depending on what's going on. But
yeah, how far they're.
Yeah. Just play it. Take your time. Enjoy the game.
Download the DLC now. Just pre-order it. What the hell? You know you got to play it. You know you want to.
Yeah.
And then as far as your question, Jason, with the fuck, marry, kill. Who wants to go first on that real fast before we wrap up?
Ramona wants to have a threesome with Shiva because she has four arms.
A threesome with her arms? What are we talking about here? She's one person.
Yeah, but she has four arms, so she equals two people.
Where are you getting this math from? I don't understand.
In my mind?
In my mind.
In my mind.
My mind's eye, I
saw. She could jack four guys at once.
No, no. We're not going down this path. Like, so answer the question. What do you guys think?
I'll kill Shiva.
You kill Shiva?
Freak.
Yeah, she's pretty scary looking. I'd have to kill her.
Well, what's your fuck, marry, like, kill, all three, go?
Oh, gosh.
Ariel's looking at me weird. I know she's judging.
She's waiting.
Oh, my God. I'm in a situation here. Oh, sorry. Fuck. Fuck Shiva. I mean, kill Shiva.
You just said fuck Shiva.
No, fucking kill her.
Okay, so kill her. Okay.
Marry Peach.
Mm-hmm.
And fuck Zelda.
So you'd fuck Zelda, you'd marry Peach, and you'd kill Shiva.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. And final answer.
Yeah.
All right. Joel, as he looks to the sky to think about this.
Like, why do I have to answer this?
Yeah. I actually will go along with Jose's choices here.
Boo. Boo.
I don't want to fuck Shiva. Hell no.
That's hilarious.
Although, you know, I guess if somebody's into being choked out while they're You know,
my God, what is with you?
You know, and being caressed at the same time.
There's a weird fetish
Shiva.
Coming out.
I keep trying to.
That's not me. No, I'm not
trying to steer away from it. And Joel is just all about Shiva's like four hands and what the possibilities are.
Hey, no, Jose started it.
No, I didn't.
Did I? I started it before we even started talking, but then you brought it up.
These are terrible.
You said that Mondo wanted to.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, I just so imagined the four hands doing so much work for me.
Yeah, you are right now.
My God.
Continue.
The things I could say, I'm just going to not. I'm just going to not say them. I would tell you this. I think that putting Shiva in this is just going to make everybody want to kill her because of the fact that she's like...
She's
kind of scary looking and she's... Yeah. Kind of a mutant, if you will. So I don't know if anybody's going to do anything more than kill her in this situation. I would love to hear other people's responses to that. I guess I would say marry Zelda. Cause she's fucking awesome. You know, I'd fuck Peach, I guess. That's what she would sound like.
The fuck was that?
It's like her little, you know, because she doesn't talk. I know she would make. And then I would... probably just kill Shiva. It would just kind of suck, but you know, she's scary.
Princess Peach would be like, the condom's in another castle.
If you didn't hear that, Ariel says that Princess Peach would be like, your condom is in another castle.
You're like, hilarious. Damn it. I'm gonna kill Peach now.
You're gonna kill Peach? And you gonna go ahead and fuck Shiva?
No.
Shiva's from Mortal Kombat, guys. The people that don't know who Shiva is.
She's going to finish you off.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Finish him. Yeah.
Yes. Off. It's a whole different take on finishing.
Yes. As she finishes you, one of her four hands, she just puts her finger in your butthole.
No.
Tickle your fancy underneath, and your undercarriage, do the jerk. Put a finger in your butthole, and then she slaps you with the fourth hand. And that's how we're going to finish the podcast.
Oh, no.
I've been sitting on that debate if I should go all the way with that, but you know what? Here we are.
It ended. It.
That's how we're going to end that shit. I'm dropping the mic on that.
I don't think I'll ever...
Jerk, finish, tickle the undercarriage, put a finger in your butt, and slap you in the face. Done.
All right.
There you go.
Jason, I'm going to have PTSD after hearing all that.
Jason, you got what you wanted on that, buddy. You asked for it and you got it. So,
thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for the question, buddy. In closing, guys, obviously, you can do like what our good buddy Jason from Connecticut did and hit us up at glitchtherapy@gmail.com with a question, comments, concerns, et cetera. We'll be happy to talk about your question on the air and or read it. We'd greatly appreciate that. If you want to support us, feel free to head over to patreon.com/glitchtherapy. And for as little as a dollar a month, you can go ahead and get some extra bonus content from us called Final Round, where we talk about more of the same, you know, our favorite games and things that we're nerding out on. So check it out. You can also do one-time donations as well if you don't want to do the monthly thing. And, you know, please, if you haven't done so yet, shame on you, subscribe, rate, and review. So important, such a little thing to do. But it helps us a lot to climb the charts and for other listeners like yourselves to find us and be able to listen to us. So we greatly appreciate that. If you haven't done so yet, please do. Also, check out our other shows on our network, Nerd Church Radio, which is all things DC and DC characters and comics. Check it out with Ben, Noah, and some of the other guys there as they talk about all that stuff. DC, we love DC. I think we're all pretty much DC in this in our band over here.
I'm Marvel.
You're Marvel. You would be Marvel.
I love Marvel.
I love Marvel too, though, I guess, but I'm more DC. But check it out. It's an awesome show. They have a good time. Check out Indie Comic Ninja. We're on a hiatus right now, but you know we have plenty of back episodes there for indie comic books, creator-driven content. It's awesome. We have a good time on that show too. So check us out on there. I'm on there with Ben and Dexter, so check it out. Otherwise, go over to Twitter or Instagram and hit up at Glitch Therapy if you want to check out what we're posting on those and follow us there. Other than that, guys, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Hipstermade, and as well on the Xbox Live and PS Network. It's your senpai.
Well done this time.
I know, huh?
I give you five stars. I didn't think about that. Stars. Yes.
You can find me on the Xbox and on the PSN under Scorpio 1969. Mm-hmm. And I'm on Twitter under Joel Gao 1.
Booyah. And if you want a game with me on Xbox Live or PlayStation Network, my name on there is Dirty Dimes. Otherwise, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Nerdy Romando. That's it, guys. That's our show. Greatly appreciate you tuning in. And thanks a lot, Jason, for your question and your message today. So we appreciate it. Other than that, everybody, have a great week and game on. Have a happy holiday.
Game on, Shiva lovers.
Game on.